Cincinnati photographer Ann Siegel has created two documentaries, Conversations with Photographers, for Photo Focus Biennial, the international month-long celebration of photography. And now she's the subject of Through the Lens of Time, part of this year's Photo Focus. Welcome back, Ann.
Thank you.
You've produced two other documentaries in this series. What was it like to be on the other side of the camera?
It was really scary. It took a much longer time to do this video. I wanted it to be different, a little bit different than the other videos. I decided to write a script because I, at first, didn't want to be on camera so much as the other people. But last April, I had a screening of one of the previous videos, and I realized how impactful it was to see the people on the screen. I mean, it was at the Mini Micro Cinema, which is where I'm going to be showing this one. So it was different than looking at them before on a flat screen, on a big wall, and in an intimate setting is a whole different situation. It's really a perfect situation. So when I saw the other photographers up close and personal, it was like, wow, okay, I think I have to be on screen. And also Scott Ginn, who is my videographer and editor, we had already taped me reading the script, and it just sounded completely dead. And it was like, oh, this isn't going to work. And so also at that last screening in April, there was a question and answer period, and I realized I have no problem talking to a group of people about my work. I can talk about it on camera, you know, and not read a script. And besides, the script had been edited and re-edited. You know, I wanted to keep things to around 15 minutes. And I also wanted to say everything about myself. And, you know, I just had to keep editing and editing. And that's the hardest process, especially when it's always hard because everybody's stories are so interesting. And I wanted to include every detail of my life. But I had to at some point say, okay, you can't tell your whole history of, you know, doing yoga. You're talking about photography. I really tried to ask myself the same questions that I asked the other photographers and just really stick to photography.
And what were some of the questions that you had to ask yourself?
Well, the first I always ask is, you know, so what drew you to photography? How old or young were you when you started? And, you know, some people started when they were children, and some people, you know, didn't know a thing about photography until they were in college, and then they were totally blown away.
And when were you blown away?
So I started as a child, but I wasn't like Anita Douthat, who I interviewed. You know, she had parents who were artists and writers, and she was taking classes. I had a Brownie camera, so I was just sort of documenting my life, and it was not a serious documentation. It was just, you know, but I think that people my age were starting to have cameras. It wasn't unusual, but it wasn't like a serious, I wasn't into it. I didn't take classes until I was in my 20s or 30s.
And that's when you were out on the West Coast.
Yeah, I moved out west when I was about in my early 20s. And that's when I really started to grow up and really discover who I was and what I wanted to do. And it's really when I started more seriously taking photographs.
Did you study with anyone, or was there anybody who was a mentor to you?
I never really had a mentor, but I started taking classes in Santa Barbara. There used to be an art institute there. And actually, I met a person there who, he wasn't really a mentor, but he had a dark room and he let me use his dark room. And he was part of a whole family of photographers, and quite serious photographers. His wife documented all their family, and his daughter is a famous, pretty famous photographer. So it was really interesting to be around them.
And what about photography so captured your imagination and your spirit?
I looked at a lot of Life magazine when I was growing up. I read The New Yorker, and actually my family had a book called The Family of Man, which many people are familiar with. Well, I looked at that book over and over, and this is something I talk about in the video. When I became an adult and I rediscovered that book, it was like a total revelation to see those images that had been so powerful for me as a child.
And a press release states that you seek to reimagine stories from collective memory. I'm intrigued by that phrase.
I think that everybody has a collective memory, but I think photographers are sort of drawn to revisualizing that, and then maybe not even knowing that's what they're doing. But at some point, I became aware that what I was doing was storytelling, and it was coming from inside, and it was coming from a deep place. So ideally, you can get to that.
And you said that as a practitioner of yoga and Tai Chi and other exercises, that this informs your photography too. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so all of those practices are things I've been doing since I was in my early 20s. They have been parallel to my photography. So they're all a form of meditation. And I think that any form of meditation, whichever one it is that you like to do, gets you in touch with your innermost self. And so I realized at a certain point in my life that that's what I was doing. And I really like for people to look at my photographs and get in touch with whatever's inside them. Hopefully the photographs draw them in.
Well, I was looking at some images of yours, and especially the images of oceans and the vegetation that washes up onto the shore that's embedded in sand. There's a lot of stillness, but there's also a sense of potential movement, and that really is quite powerful.
Well, I've been going to the ocean, spending time at the ocean for many decades, and it's a very healing place for me. It is for many people. I started photographing seaweed growing up in Cincinnati, I didn't really see seaweed. And when I first started seeing it on the beach in California, it's huge and it's amazing. It's powerful and it comes from a sort of primordial space and it's like really unusual. So wherever I go, I'm looking for seaweed on the beach. I've been places like Chile where there's really different seaweed. And it's just amazing to see the different varieties and how strong plant it is. I am interested in plants in general, but plants that have been in the sea are really intriguing.
Well, what drew you back to Cincinnati since we're not anywhere near an ocean?
Actually, I came back because I got in touch with my husband, Jerry Malsh, in about 1990. A mutual friend reconnected us. We both went to Walnut Hills and we knew each other a little bit. We started talking on the phone, and this was before the internet. We wrote each other letters and sent articles, and we decided not to send photographs. We just sort of fell in love on the phone. When I say that, he still winces after 25 years.
In the time remaining, tell us about showings of your documentary at the Micro Cinema.
Right. So there are going to be 4 showings there. I think that 2 of them are part of the loop that the Mini is doing for Photo Focus, and 2 of them will have receptions, and so people can come in and, have a glass of wine and we can talk a little bit. But the thing about the Mini is that it only seats about 50 people, so if you're going to come to one of those screenings, you should get there a little bit early because it's a wonderfully intimate space.
And are any of your photographs going to be on display?
Oh, I'm thinking about that.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Ann Siegel is going to be the subject of Through the Lens of Time, and the video will be shown at the Mini Micro Cinema in Over the Rhine, October 6th, 7th, 14th, and 20th. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.